Unit 12. Listening, page 57.
Good morning, and welcome to the Adelphi Hotel. Thank you all very much for coming. Some of you have travelled a long way to hear us today, and I hope you've all had good journeys. So, let me introduce myself. My name's Peter Furlong, and this is my partner, Mark Davies. The purpose of this presentation, as you know, is to explain our business plans to you and hopefully to get you interested in investing in Clock Options Express. In my presentation, I aim to do three things. First, I'll give you a short summary of our main business idea. Then, I'll tell you the findings of the market research that we've been conducting. And finally, I'll outline our financial requirements and plans, which should show you what a sound and exciting investment Clock Options Express represents. If you have any questions you'd like to ask, I'll be happy to answer them at the end of the talk. So, let's start with my first point, our main business idea, information and advertising display panels. This idea arose from the observation that in this city and in surrounding towns, there's a definite need for reliable and accurate information to drivers and other travellers concerning the time, traffic conditions, parking, and the public transport situation, and that this information could be shown on public display panels strategically situated on main road accesses to the city and at railway stations. They'd be paid for by leasing advertising space on the same public display panels. Now, to move on to my second point, market research. We started last year by conducting a survey of over 2,000 motorists who travelled in this area over a two-month period. Simultaneously, we commissioned a study of public transport users. The findings of these two investigations can be seen on this chart, which clearly shows that not only would the display panels attract interest arising from travellers' need for reliable information, but that they'd also be a major focus for advertisers who'd be prepared to pay premium rates for leasing space. And as you can see, our products have considerable market potential. I think that just about covers the market research, so let's deal with the third part of my presentation, which is to explain our financial requirements and plans. In this chart, you can see a breakdown of our initial costs into five main areas: suppliers, premises, equipment, staff, and marketing costs. Now, you'll notice that although we've tried to keep our requirements to a minimum, and I hope you'll agree that our concept's very valid and represents an extremely interesting investment opportunity. Now, if I can just summarise the main points again, they're as follows. First, we've got an interesting and useful product, which in this area is not on the market at the moment. Second, our market research with both travellers and potential advertisers shows a clear demand for our product and a readiness to buy into it. Finally, our initial financial requirements of just £500,000 in the first year are modest, and the potential return on investment makes this a very attractive opportunity for involvement in the startup of a new business. So, finally, I'd like to finish off by saying that it's been a pleasure talking to you all, and thank you for your patience and interest in listening to me. Now, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask them.